warrant is the last evidence which told us we cannot trust in this car. You know, this car, she's behaving like some people who doesn't have anything to do, have a budget, so you want to justify the things. And it also the last evidence that this car cannot be an impartial car. How do you think about that? After its political crisis in our country, only people, Babu people, who are calling Babu people, only Babu people are under pressure like it. And Watara people, those who are Watara side, we don't see anything about it. I'm sad because we discovered that this car cannot bring justice in the world. For us, for example, how can you explain, my brother, that in the prison Gbagbo, who was in jail with them 2 years ago, they didn't get any evidence to charge him, that they remanded him, and they didn't finish his trial, and they need somebody to come with it, to come there. How can you explain this behavior about this cop? So it's for us the last evidence that this cop is not an impartial cop. We cannot believe in that. We cannot trust in this cop.
Prosecutors saying that Charles Blegude was one of the guys who organized supporters of former President Gbagbo to violently clash with the opposition and as such left thousands of people dead. So he indeed has a hand in the post-election violence. Don't you think the court is right by doing so?
But I'm sorry, we were in our country. We have been attacked by Watara people. Everybody know it. So we didn't see anybody, me, myself, and my party. We never see Blegude with any weapon, any arm, anything like any weapon. So we cannot agree that with the prosecutor that Blegude was arming people to fight. No, we never saw. Blegude was the leader of the young people, the youth, our youth people. We name it a patriot. Was people who are just fighting for the freedom of the country. They didn't use any arm. We know it. Everybody know it. So how can you put one side under pressure like it, and the other side is okay? They are clean. They didn't do anything. Is it no? It's not serious. And we cannot agree with that. Our position is clear. We never see. Nobody can see. I saw Blegude with a weapon. I saw Blegude giving weapon to somebody to fight. We never saw it. So we cannot believe in that. That is just a political case because we are pro-Gbagbo. People who have been close with President Gbagbo, all those people, they have now become people. We become rightless people. We don't have any rights, so we can do everything we need against it. No, we cannot agree with that. I don't agree with the statement of the prosecutor. Since when to organize a young people, a political young people? I believe that in USA, the Democratic Party, they don't have any young people who take care of the youth of this party. How did it just we organize a young people? Because that we organize the young people, we become a criminal. How can we explain it? I told you we were in with our country. Our country was being attacked by Watara people. Blegude was the leader of the youth. As all the other youth leaders, they organized themselves to protect their country. And they didn't use any arm. We know it. They didn't use any arm. So how can you say because you are organized people, the youth of your party, so you become now your criminal because you organize them? What can you? For me, this court, the, when you look, you touch how did the lead of the procedure against Babu people. You discover that this court, they just want to justify the budget or the committee give them that they cannot promote peace and justice in the world. It's not possible.
No.
You cannot put pressure under one side and say, okay, I am okay. I will do. We are our country. Our country facing a rebellion in our country. 8 years. Promote the rebellion that in Côte d'Ivoire. We know them. They kill people. We know them. But those people are not. They have any pressure. They are living free. Those who have been attacking and they defend themselves. Those people now considered to be the criminal. I cannot believe in that.
About 3,000 Ivorian citizens were killed during the post-election violence. Don't you think that people should be held accountable for that? Don't you think so?
For me, the one who brings the war in our country is the man accountable of this, what happened there. The one who brings war in our country is the man responsible of what happened after in our country. We will know, everybody know, who will bring violence in our country is Ouattara. It's not Blegoude, it's not Gbagbo, it's not nobody, it's just Ouattara. It's Ouattara who brings violence in our country. It's the people with violence in our country. They're following the violence in our country. Everybody knows them. What we cannot understand, with our opinion for that, we cannot understand why ICC, they just have the item, just on the focus, all the procedure on one side. I cannot believe in that. For us, we cannot, this way of doing cannot bring peace and reconciliation in our country. We cannot bring it because we know. You know, it's not because when you are doing, you want to promote justice, you don't promote for justice for who has been the victim, We are victims. If we are Ivorian, we are victims. They know what really happened there. And you cannot do it like, okay, we want to change the story of our country because you win a war. No, we cannot, because you win a war, become who keep the truth about what happened in our country. We will know our country has been attacked by Ouattara people, Ouattara rebellion. We will know it. So the man responsible of what the violence of our country is Ouattara and his side people. So we cannot agree that every day we want to put pressure on our side just because we have been Gbagbo supporter. We cannot. It's not serious. It's not fair.